global panic as website is taken down. 20th of March 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. I already said that. Umlaut, the internet. Panic gripped millions as the Encyclopedia website was unexpectedly brought down for system maintenance Tuesday. Global stock markets tumbled and many countries teetered on the edge of civil war. Analysts speculated that the incident may trigger a global depression not seen since last Thursday. Bereft of the moral compass that Encyclopedia provided people across the world gathered in the streets and engaged in acts of cannibalism, ritual slaughter, and wanton games of chess. Contributors across the planet were forced to browse elsewhere as the minutes of downtime turned to hours. One regular contributor said, quote, "I usually spend my time spouting crap on here, but instead was forced to look at pornography all day. My boss nearly caught me three times when I was looking at ondonkeycocks.com. Damn good site that one is, by the way." Unquote. Tragically, readers being less educated of the site were, however, more affected. Quote, "We hoped it was a temporary glitch, but the site was down for hours. I had to eat my wife and son to survive." Unquote, said one semi-sane gentleman this afternoon. He continued, quote, "If that site had been down for much longer, I'd have ended up literally eating my own mouth. God help us all if it goes down again tomorrow." Unquote. President of Uzbekistan, Vladimir Fleshyovich, was driven to launch his arsenal of nuclear weapons. Such was the apocalyptic fear that gripped his own nation. He declared shakily, shortly after the website was reinstated, quote, "We rely on encyclopedos for much food, educations, and sex. Without its page, we fear attack from the mighty moon dragon," unquote. Encyclopedia spokesperson Geraldine Hermaphrodite was quick to call a press conference after the site had been reopened. Quote, "The sudden loss of Encyclopedia today was in no small way due to the discovery that the leprechauns we employ to administrate its content were caught running illegal gambling and prostitution rackets. Suffice it to say, we were forced to drop them on the spot. We have since managed to bring on some elves and pixies to run the site on a temporary basis, and hope to find some more trustworthy leprechauns as soon as humanly possible. In the meantime, I hope the world can accept our humble apologies." Unquote. As Uzbekistan returned to a semblance of normality this afternoon, President Fleshyovich gave a grim warning to the powers that be at Encyclopedia. Quote, "Thank gods this has been resolved. If we lost page again tomorrow, I'm sure we all have to launch our bomb." Unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.